Radio Free Cybertron presents Transformers the Movie, Part 4.
Transformers! Starring Vice Grip X as Hot Rod, Turin as Perceptor, Amanda Bonner Church as RC, Brian Kilby as Galvatron, Zababor as everyone else, with special guest star Sean Connery as Cub, and introducing Ethan Edwards as Daniel Witwicky. As Galvatron, formerly known as Megatron, and his newly fashioned troops head toward Earth, the Autobots consider their course of action in light of the new menace, which is more dangerous than all the Decepticons put together.
Autobots, this new menace is more dangerous than all the Decepticons put together.
I could have sworn I just said that.
This giant cannibalistic planet could spell doom for our homeworld and all we've ever known. The time has come to act, and act fast. I'm leaving.
Wait, what about my dad? He's on the moon between that monster planet and Cybertron.
Oh, I must have forgotten to mention it. The moon got eaten. Sorry, I thought you were here for that part.
Don't worry, Daniel. There's a 0.0048% chance he's still alive, so you see, you shouldn't lose hope.
Come on, let's get off this dirt ball.
Hold it! We've got to destroy that thing before it reaches Cybertron.
How, pray tell? That thing crunches moons and it'll make short work of us! Dude, what are you gonna do, try to wrestle it like you did Megatron? Yeah, that worked really well.
Maybe the Matrix can stop it.
You're right, it can!
What do you know about it? You cop a cheap feel on the Matrix while Prime lies clutching to the last threads of life, and suddenly you're the world's greatest expert on all things Matrix-esque?
I just think...
Look! Who are they? To the shuttles! Get out of my way!
I, Galvatron, formerly known as Megatron, will crush you just as Megatron, who's now known as Galvatron, crushed Prime, who's now known as Mr. Deadpass.
You want to run that by me one more time?
Won't you run that stupid worthless out of my way with me for scrap?
Ooh, sandcastle bot! Want me to disembowel Ultra Magnus?
There are plenty of Autobots for you, Scourge. Ultra Magnus is mine! Mine to destroy, I mean. I don't mean he's, you know, mine. Get going!
Sure, whatever.
Stay close to me, Daniel.
You'd better stay close to me, if you know what I mean, and I think you do.
Save your macho boy comment until we're no longer fighting for our lives.
Good Dino, sweet Dino, won't you step into the nice spaceship of blood? Pretty please, pretty please, nice Dino. Good Dino, with sugar on top and a cherry and some whipped cream. Nice Dino, good Dino, sweet Dino.
Me, Grimlock, not nice Dino. Me, Bash Brains!
Blur, quit fooling around and get the Dinobots in the shuttle.
I'm trying to get them into the shuttle, Ultra Magnus.
Whatever, I don't have time, forget it. Cup, Hot Rod, you guys get the Dinobots aboard and get out of here.
This reminds me of the battle on Alpha 9. Or wait, was it 7? No, 9.
Could we do the history lesson later?
Alright, but it's one killer story. While the Petro Rabbits, Grimlock, get your noodle out of my face.
Now that sounds a bit rude.
Me, Grimlock, love Cup's war stories!
You're living one now. Engage the boosters for Cybertron's sake. Were you absent the day they taught that as well?
What?
What? Nothing?
Tell Grimlock about Petro Rabbits again!
I'll give you Petro Rabbits right across your face if you don't sit down. Contact!
Looks like we're shipmates, pal.
Oh, right!
You know, it's amazing how jovial you are, even though your father snuffed it and you're being shot at by giant evil robots. Hurry!
Wait, Ultra Magnus, RC's still out there.
Jump!
Thanks.
That was close.
Believe it or not, this is the fun part.
I believe it.
Congratulations, Autobots, we've lost them. So rest while you can. Sorry, never mind. I was looking out the wrong window.
Yep, I remember. The dust was so thick on Beta 4. Or was it 3? No, 4.
Three, Grimlock, want to hear good part of story!
Good part, Cup! Tell Swoop good part!
Okay, okay. Well, the dust was really thick, see? And it was hard to see on account of the dust being thick. And so when this gigantic Ikkyak came tromping and stomping down the mountain, flames spewing out of its nostrils, we could barely see it, because the dust was so thick. And I remember thinking,
me Grimlock think Cup hit his head in that last battle!
Hey Cup, don't you think we have better things to do now than some old war stories?
Time out!
Oh, like playing video games while the Decepticons are on our backs. Yes, we can all learn a lesson in strategy from you, Hot Rod.
You're still mad at me, aren't you? That one little mistake.
Listen, you...
No! Tell story!
Hold it! They're closing on us!
Brilliant deduction. Just like the Shrybats of Dromedon. Or was it...
How'd you beat them?
I'm trying to remember. There were an awful lot of casualties that day. Oh yes, we inverted polarities.
Invert the polarities? Of course.
But that didn't work. So we launched some countermeasures, and that seemed to do the trick.
Launching countermeasures. Well, we survived that.
Yeah, but will we survive that?
Cyclonus transform and attack!
As you command.
As you command, mighty Galvatron.
I can't control it. The power steering is shot.
We're gonna crash.
Meanwhile, on the other shuttle.
The Decepticons are right behind us!
Evasive maneuvers.
We've lost power on the secondary propulsion systems.
Try rerouting the plasma conduit through the ventral sensor array.
Our shields are weakening!
Transfer power from the integrity field.
The coffee machine is only serving decaf.
Turn it off for 5 seconds, then restore the power and change the filter.
Looks like Cup and Hot Rod just bought it!
I can't deal with that now.
Face it, Magnus, the Decepticons are gonna dog us until they see us dead!
Then that's exactly what they're gonna see. Prepare for auto-destruct sequence.
Wait, I have a better idea. How about emergency separation?
That's incredibly dangerous. But I like your plan better than his.
The Autobots have been terminated, Lord Galvatron.
Excellent. And the Matrix has died with them. Nothing can stop me now. I forgot. Unicron, why? Take me to Unicron. Take me now!
Well, we're alive, but how are we ever gonna get anywhere in this wreck?
Perceptor, can you locate a place to sit down for repairs?
Sure.
Then, take us there.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the other shuttle has crashed into an ocean on the planet Quintessa.
Cop! Grimlock! Flag! Sludge, even! Anybody!
Hot Rod, help me!
Where are you?
Over here, you tin-plated turnip head! Help!
Ah, Giant Squid has hold of you. No problem.
What did you stop for?
So, Cup, are you going to keep writing me about that little error in judgment I made?
What? You got Prime killed! You... Okay. I won't say another word. Friends?
Game on.
Fix me.
Sure thing, pal.
Meanwhile, on the planet of Junk...
Brace for impact!
Daniel!
I'm okay. Actually, that was kind of fun.
Herb.
Let's try to salvage this thing.
Can I help too?
It's rough out there, kid, so... sure!
I think Daniel can make himself useful with this.
RC, put that away, he's just a kid!
It's just Spike's exosuit.
Never mind.
Dad's exosuit! He told me all about it.
Here, try it on. Now try to walk.
It's kind of tricky.
Whoa! Keep on practicing. You'll get the hang of it.
Come on, showtime's over. We've got work to do. Or more precisely, you've got work to do. I've got overseeing to do.
This must be New Jersey.
To catch a thief, no Wells Fargo wagon coming down this street. Hello, perfect strangers. You are number 6, by hook or by crook. No survivors.
And they all lived happily ever after. Oh, wait, no they didn't. My bad.
Copyright 2009, Radio Free Cybertron. Sound engineer, Soundwave. Editor, XV. Script by, Turin. Procrastination by, Brian Gilby. Any resemblance to characters owned by Hasbro or Takara is hoped to go unnoticed by their attorneys. No Petro Rabbits were harmed in the making of this production. All celebrity voices impersonated, obviously.